What's up, everybody? Welcome to Black Culture, the Breakdown. I am your boy, Jersey. We in this business. What's up, y'all? How we feeling? Y'all know the vibes. Raheem Devon in the building. What up, Raheem? Welcome to Black Culture, the Breakdown, bro. Come on, let's get XAB on the live. You know, we're going to bring in the culture news. We got a super... But we're going to start with Mr. XAB giving us the culture news. How we feeling, everybody? What up? XAB.
What's going on, bro?
Welcome to the show, bro. How we going? Hey, Dang Deuces, what's up? It's the lighting for you. It's the lighting for me, too. Let's clap it up for the lighting. Appreciate my assistants in the back for putting it together. I appreciate it. Being the money. XAB, what up, bro?
Chilling, fam. How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm definitely good. I'm over here just trying to get everything together for tonight's festivities, bro. There's a lot of people. What up, Todd? Todd's already in the building early. How we feeling? Raheem Devon in the building. How we feeling? But X, we're going to get into everything, but I want to talk first about my Women's Empowerment Live that I had last night, and I want to just kind of talk about that real quick. That experience was super dope, man, just to kind of have, you know, eight different ladies talk about their experiences as Black women and just kind of feeling how that they're not really heard, you know, even as celebrities, even as a legend, they still feel they're not heard and they still feel like they're not protected and they still feel like they have a lot more to say. You know, so I definitely feel like there's a lot more work that, you know, we as Black men got to do to make sure that our Black queens feel more secured on the planet. You understand? So, but the live was a success, and shout out to Melba Moore. It was a legend. All right. That came on. My sound effects is having technical difficulties. Well, shout out to Melba Moore. That was on the show. Tangerine was on the show, and Big Les was on the show, and all them are fly ladies, and they've been in the game for, you know, over a decade, so definitely.
You mentioned that the young women had said that they don't feel protected and that there's a lot of things to be done. What are some solutions that you guys came up with?
Well, some solutions were, they said that we just need to listen more.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the questions were, are you able to relinquish control without feeling less than? And they all were like, no, you know? So, and I'm like, why do y'all feel like y'all can't relinquish control without being heard? And they were like, they've been done wrong so many times that they can't relinquish control. So it's just like, you know, so it's like, it's almost like trauma. So so now we have to figure out how to undo that. You know what I'm saying? So, and
right.
That's how they all felt. So it actually was kind of, you know, interesting to definitely hear all those different perspectives. But my man, that show was definitely a whole vibe.
Oh, I'm excited for you. When's the next one?
Ah, man, we getting that together. Yo, there's a lot of stuff happening behind the scenes. We cooking up. Island, Xavier. So, you know, we just got to keep the praises high and keep everything going. So now, X, I want to talk to you about Halloween. I saw on your dad had some bow tie page that you posted all of the dope attires that all the celebs was rocking. Talk to us about what went down for Halloween this year and who you had for the best dress.
I mean, first things first is we know that it was a COVID Halloween, so we hope that everybody was out there being safe.
Yes!
But I also feel like Halloween was the one holiday that everybody kind of just said, you know what, we're about to go out there and have a good time.
Yes!
And the celebrities definitely came out and showed out 100%. We had Ciara, who had a new costume since like Thursday. She was throwing on a costume every day of the week. She did Janet and Busta with her husband, Russell Wilson, which was dope.
Yes.
He did a remake of Cardi's first cover, Invasion of Privacy. That was super dope. What else did she do? She did a lot. She did a lot. And yep. Sweetie was another one that was out here really, really going in. She did Mystique yesterday for Halloween. But she also did Beyonce, Bootylicious, the cover with, well, not just Beyonce, but Destiny's Child.
Come on.
She did all of that. So that was dope.
And Quavo was fly as beast, yo. Quavo was body beast.
Quavo body beast for sure. Money. Tiana Taylor, I think she was Catwoman. She was in the back of Monica's photo. And Monica, she did a Thriller. So Monica did a dope job. And then you had some of the, you know, you got like Dream Doll was out there as Harley Quinn. You had Bernice Burgos as a ninja. There was a lot of dope. I'm going to say Cardi B won for me because she had this ill snake costume that was really dope. Travis Scott also did a super fly video where he was Bruce Wayne turning into Batman. So the celebrities went out there. They did their thing.
The celebrities definitely did their thing. I got to actually say that they was actually mad creative. And I feel like it was mad tasteful this year. Like everybody really brought up the level of the content, even the way that they shot the pictures. We got to give the money back to the celebs.
It was definitely, like you said, it was less on the shock value of like, ooh, who could be the sexiest or who could do the craziest. And it was much more on a tasteful level where a lot of the celebrities were just doing creative things. And these costumes were elevated. I thought it was really, really dope.
Absolutely. Everybody saying facts. They said Monica body though. Adam official said Monica body though. Okay with Gunica. He said, meanwhile, I'm watching these celebrities at home. This is hilarious. They saying, oh, wow. They said iconic Quavo won. You know, there's a lot of people that's definitely in the comments. What up, everybody? Welcome to Black Culture, the Breakdown. We got the boy XAB on the live giving us the culture news. Yeah?
You already know.
So, now, X, who did you feel like took the whole cake, though? Who's the ultimate winner?
I'm going to say, I got Sweetie up there. Let me break it down. I give Sweetie a lot of points for the multiple costumes. I give Ciara points for multiple costumes. I feel like Cardi B had one of the most intricate costumes with the snake outfit, and I know some people not gonna agree with this. I kind of feel like Lil Nas X went out there, man. Lil Nas X, I know, you know, Lil Nas, he went really, really to the left with his costume, but he bodied it. The picture was crazy.
You got it for creativity. You give him 100%.
Yeah, I don't think he won Halloween, but the creativity and what he did with that was definitely up there. So I'm gonna stick with Cardi though. I'm gonna say okay. Cardi for me.
All right. I think.
How about you?
Cardi's a solid pick. I gotta definitely give it to Quavo and Sweetie as a pair. That Mystique and Beast was a body bag.
That was a body bag picture together for sure.
Yeah, they bodied that. And I definitely got to give it to the Busta Rhymes and Janet Jackson impersonation by Ciara and Russell Wilson.
Now, my baby, Lori Harvey, definitely did her thing too. We can't act like that little Playboy cover shoot wasn't popping, because that definitely
popping, but I feel like it's something that we see all the time.
It was basic, very... but I still gotta shout it out.
Did she win?
No.
She wasn't in the running. She was in fifth place with that. But
yeah, no, she was about eighth. But bro, thanks, man, for coming on here. Let everybody know where they can find you.
For sure. So this is Black Culture the Breakdown. I am the Kid XAB. If you would like to follow me, my name is up at the top, Creator X. I think this is the first time I'm on Black Culture with the new tag, so Creator X, because my mission is to elevate other people's creativity through my voice and my own creativity. So if you'd like to follow me and you'd like to get to know XAB a little bit more, you can follow me by hitting Creator X. I know you got a dope show lined up, Jersey. You got some stanky legs to get, you know, you know what I mean? Get moving out here. So I'ma get out your way and y'all have a blessed show.
Of course, man. Appreciate you coming on, bro. See you later on, man. All right, Joe. So that was XAB giving us the culture news, all right? He comes on every Sunday at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Black Culture Breakdown. That's right. And he gives us the culture news. He breaks down what's going on in media, politics, and everything. Culture, that was XAB one more time. Make sure you follow him at Creator X.
Yes.
All right, so now we're about to get one of our culture guests on the line, and that is Mr. B. Hunt. B. Hunt is saying that you are unable to join. B. Hunt requests so you can be on the live next. Are you ready?
Yes.
Because it's time for you to be on the live, my friend. But like I said, XAB brings the culture news, and he breaks everything down from top to bottom, and he gives us everything that we need to know. So, yesterday, I hope y'all tuned in to my Women's Empowerment Live. Remember our woman. I had Miss Melba Moore on the live. All right? Let's talk about Melba Moore real quick. Melba Moore is the first Black Tony Award winner in a supporting role, period. Then she was the first Black winner in a TV supporting role. That was way back like 40 years ago, period. You understand? She is a Lady of Soul Award. Yeah, come on, there's definitely a whole bunch of stuff. We got to make sure we give these queens their roses, all right, when they're here. So that's what's definitely important. All right. B. Hunt, we're definitely going to get you on the live. We're going to talk about everything La Vintage Apparel. All right. So let's see what's going on. How we feeling, everybody? Make sure y'all drop some hearts in the comments and light me up. Send this live out to everybody because it's time for us to get lit.
Yes.
All right. So y'all know y'all like the sound effects. We got everybody. What up, bro?
What's good with you, man?
Hello, welcome back to the show, man.
What?
Yo, you are actually like probably like of a guest. You were one of our first repeating guests, so welcome back to the show, man.
I appreciate you.
Welcome back. So let's talk about it, man. La Vintage Apparel. But before we get into that, tell the people who you are and what you.
Yes, sir. Well, my name is Brandon Hunt. I'm a wardrobe, celebrity wardrobe stylist, designer, and store owner.
That's right, man. Welcome to the show. Yeah.
Thank you for having me.
Talk to us about what you got going on. You just dropped a line, a second collection yesterday for La Vintage Apparel, right? Talk to us about the clothing line.
It was actually one of my first like real collections. And so we just finished a campaign. We dropped the collection on Halloween Day. I'm excited for it. It's something new. We kind of transitioned from being kind of a buy, sell, and trade store and just doing kind of like vintage items, and now we have like an actual clothing line, and so it's big for us.
All right, so y'all elevating.
Yes.
Bro, so now talk to us about the inspiration behind the line, right? What was the inspiration behind this collaboration?
Yes, sir. Inspiration behind the collection, man, it was really during quarantine, I was really just trying to figure it out, you know, really trying to figure it out, you know, how to elevate and kind of move to the next level. I was like, man, let's just do a collection. Let's do something that's that people can wear around the house, as well as, you know, something that can be stylish and comfortable. And so came out with some hoodies. You know, I'm wearing them right now. Yes, sir. So really the inspiration was just comfort, you know, have a classic like my logo, just something classic and simple and easy to, you know, to piece with other items. Because I'm a stylist, I'm always accessorizing. I always got to throw some extra sauce on it.
Oh man. So now talk to us about like your styling and how you kind of bring that into your apparel, right? So I know you style some dope celebrities. Celebrities that you've worked with before.
You said what?
Remind us again of some of the celebrities you styled before. Just
they said they need one of the hoodies. For sure. Appreciate you. So I've styled a couple like reality TV stars. His name is Bishop Don from Chicago Black Ink.
Okay.
I've done Dani Lay, she's a recording artist. She was pretty dope. Worked on her tour just last year. I've also done styled Olivia, R&B artist. She was on the song with 50 a while ago.
Candy Shot.
You said what?
Candy Shot.
Yeah.
We know Olivia.
Yes.
Yes, sir. So Lance Gross, he's a pretty well-known actor.
Dope. So now, how are you able to, based off your experience with styling some of those celebrities, how are you able to kind of now be like, all right, I think I have an idea of what a line would be to kind of represent the styling that you've done in the past? How did you kind of merge that? Talk to us about that.
Well, I've always kind of had an eclectic style, even with like the pieces that I used to find, because like I said, it kind of transitioned from just the collection of things I used to get from the thrift store. Like vintage pieces, and then I wanted to kind of create a culture around that. And so with the new collection, it's just a, classic piece. And basically it's just, I wanted to do a simple piece that could go with a lot of different things. Cause it's hoodie season now.
It is.
Time to get a little cooler.
It's hoodie season. What coast are you on again?
I'm in Texas, okay. So I'm in the South a little bit, okay. Kind of down South.
It get cold out there?
It definitely get cold. I mean, last week the weather's bipolar. It'll be like 90 and then it'll be like 45 the next week. But it was definitely kind of chilly last week. So, really just, it's a like a streetwear collection, something simple that can go with mostly anything.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So now, what's the mission behind the line? What is it that you're trying to accomplish with this line?
Absolutely. The mission really, bro, I want to empower people and I want to embrace differences. Mm-hmm. I want people to know that it's okay to be different and wear what you want and feel confident wearing whatever it is that you wear. Because really, it doesn't matter what you wear. If you're confident in it, you're good. And people going to see that confidence and know that, that you about that life.
about that life. Now, everybody's on here talking about, I need to cop some stuff.
Yes, sir.
They saying, next thing you know, we're going to be buying your stuff. All right. They say, whoa, I'm huge hype already. All right. They say, I need one of those hoodies.
Let me try to tag. Let me little plug myself real quick. Throw the page on here.
Yeah, throw that page up there. And while you're doing that, actually let everybody know where they can actually find your stuff, and then we can everybody be in the money.
Absolutely. Yeah. So my website is levintageapparel.com. You can also go to my IG. I have a brand IG, so that's LaVintage Apparel. I post it up there for everybody to go follow and show love.
All right, y'all. So y'all see it's LaVintage Apparel right there. Official B Hump, thank you for coming on the show, man. You were dope. All right, man. We're going to definitely catch you again next time, man. I'm definitely going to be trying to cop something from LaVintage Apparel, bro.
Absolutely, bro. Let me know.
Talk soon.
For sure, man.
Right.
For having me.
No problem, man. All right, y'all. So that was Official B Hunt, man, giving us everything from LaVintage Apparel. Make sure y'all go cop something from that. It's right there on the thing, LaVintage Apparel. Let's actually get one of our culture stars in the live. Ty G is in the building, y'all. Let's see what's going on. Ty G, it's time to get this conversation cracking. Welcome to Black, y'all. What up, bro?
What it do? What's goody?
What's going on, man? Welcome to Black Culture The Breakdown, homie.
Hey, it's a pleasure to be here. I love the vibes. It's
crazy. Ah, man.
What's up?
The vibes is ours, man. The vibes is all ours. It's black.
Come on, that's right.
Bro, we getting the money on here.
Money.
So, bro, tell everybody who you are, man, and what you do.
Sounds good. So what's up, y'all? My name is Ty G. I'm a social media influencer and comedian, mostly known on TikTok. That's where I popped off on. And, you know, it's just trickling from there, from IG to YouTube. I do comedy videos, different characters. I just do everything, you know, a little bit of everything. A little sauce in
there. Yes.
Definitely win the money. All right? We try. We definitely appreciate when black people know how to collect them coins, all right?
Come on now.
Now, talk to us, Brent. You actually been doing this for like, you know, a little minute in a way, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Actually not even that old. So how long have you been actually doing this? How long have you been in the game?
Oh, I started all this back in 2015, and really I wasn't really in it until, like, I'll say late 2015, early 2016, once I finally figured out how it all went and stuff, and was trying to figure out this whole new avenue. But yeah, 2015 is where it all started.
2015. So now, how do you come up with your content? Like, you actually create some dope content, and you have different characters. How do you come up with your content?
Oh, man. I mean, it just depends, because each day is something different. So if I wake up and it's something that I want to do, if I don't get to it, I'll write it down. But mostly, it's either by watching other people, and not necessarily copying what they do, but I look at them and it'll spark an idea in my head of what I can do. It could be something totally different, but usually watching people, just being present in the moment, definitely. But yeah, a lot of my content just comes from, you know, things I've experienced in the past, relatable stuff. You know, I just kind of tap into those things and, you know, just allow it to flow.
Okay. So now, in terms of your content, how do you decide, all right, okay, what was your first viral video? Let's talk about that. What was, like, your viral video? And what did you actually do in that video?
Okay, so I went viral on Musical.ly. That's what it was at the time before it became TikTok. And that was September 1st, 2016. That was my very first feature, because at the time they featured your videos before it became a For You page. So I was featured. And in that video, I dressed up as Michael Jackson. I had the dreaded wig, you know, the Good Burger kale wig, you know, that he wore. I popped that thing on with a hat. Dressed up as MJ, dancing the PYT by Wale. And literally, that was my first ever global feature. I literally about peed myself. That's what I did. Probably peed a little bit, but you know.
So now, when you actually went viral, What was viral? Like, what was the number that we're talking about in terms of what you actually hit? Like, how viral did that video go?
Okay, so that video, for me at the time, that was a lot for me. It reached probably maybe 41,000 plus likes. And that was, like, big at the time. Now, doing TikTok, I done had more videos go viral than that. But for that being my very first video, that was major for me.
Major. You
know, yeah.
So talk to us about, you have 5 million followers on TikTok. Now, how do you even go from going viral once, right, to now building a catalog of, you know, viral videos to kind of now get you to 5 million followers? Like,
it's insane. You know, it's just, like I said, going back to earlier, being present in the moment, because there's new trends happening daily. And usually this content I put out, it's a reflection of who I am. Like, putting yourself into your content makes content so original, so authentic. And I think people really tap into that. And then just, you know, just exploring different options, you know, doing what you can do, dance, you know, if you like to draw, just tapping into those talents and tapping into what you love to do, what you're truly passionate about. I believe that has brought me a long way, you know, with God at the head of everything. So just trusting in Him and just, you know, moving forward, you know, that's been the main thing that has gotten me thus far.
Listen, you said keeping your head straight and God keep you focused.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, come on.
At the forefront. All right. But forefront. Bro, I definitely clap it up for you just having 5 million followers. That don't usually come around. There's a lot of, I interview a lot of people on this show, and don't nobody got 5 million followers. All right. So the fact I've interviewed people that are even considered legends. You understand? So the fact that you know. That's an accomplishment. So clap it up for that. All right? People that care enough to want to follow you and follow your content. So that's actually pretty dope. You understand? Talk to us about how you went from 1 to 5 million and how you actually strategically get there.
Okay. So the main 4 points, well, I'll say five. The first point I always give is find what you love to do. You know, whatever that is, you know, tap into drawing, or if you like to sing, sing. If you like to do stop motions, find what you love to do and figure out how you can format that into videos. That's step number two. Figuring out how you're going to execute that. You know, if you're going to do it, you know, this way in the video or that way in the video, try to find that avenue. The third way I always say is be authentic and be true to yourself, being you. You know what I'm saying? There's so many people that are in the same field as me, being a comedian. So you got to find your avenue and find what works for you. The fourth thing, consistency. You got to stay consistent. The best way to build anything you get on from zero to however far you want to go is consistency. You got to keep that up. Even how hard, how long, it don't matter. You just got to keep going. That's if your heart is dedicated enough. So that's like the main 4 points I've always lived by. And, you know, the rest just follows. You know, don't allow numbers and all that to affect what you're trying to do. Be you and the rest will follow. You know what I'm saying? So don't allow the numbers to flush your mind out, you know, and all that.
Yo, Ty, you talking straight facts. Man, consistency is definitely the key. Anybody, that consistency is the key. I'm a creative and a choreographer, and I know what it's like to really just really go hard in the paint. Successful in dancing. I know you dance. And in order for you to get the steps, it takes repetition, right? So dance is like the formula of just following steps, and it just means the formula of just reading a book over and over that you're going to retain the knowledge. You understand? Exactly. It's just the way that it goes, all right?
Yes.
Right. That's it.
Dropping them for free tonight.
Yes.
All right? So... But Ty, you dropping straight facts and you dropping gems for free tonight. We definitely appreciate you coming on the show, man.
Oh, no problem.
Let's get into these conversations, man.
Okay.
You dance. Now, I'm a choreographer and I'm a dancer. Now, how long have you been actually dancing and have actually trained? Like, are you trained?
I'm not trained. I'm definitely self-taught. I've just kind of just watched. Like, that's how I learn. I just watch people and then I just kind of replicate and just kind of go with that. But just all self-taught, just dancing, just freely.
Got you. Got you.
Just freely dancing.
Where you from? What accent? You have an accent. Where you from?
Oh, yeah, I know. I'm country. I'm originally from Rockingham, North Carolina.
Okay.
But I live in Greensboro, North Carolina currently.
Oh, you from North Carolina. Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Country. We country down here.
Definitely country. No, we out here in Brooklyn.
Come on now.
All right. But you're on the East Coast, though, so I know it's different time zone. All right. So you just follow and you actually kind of just started jigging with it and just kind of on with it. Okay. So
now,
how often do you take classes now? Do you actually take classes now?
I want to start taking classes. I've never taken a legit dance class. I've always wanted to do that because I like choreography. I want to, you know, I love because when I did, side note, I did African Night at my school. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we learned choreography. We had a choreography routine. And it was so much fun. So I was like, I want to do more of that. So,
The dance class, man, when you're in New York City, man, you're going
to... I got to hit you up, for real.
Man, and you can pull up and we can definitely get you in a class, man.
A little groove going out. Come on.
Yeah, come on. We can definitely make that happen.
Yes. Right?
And then we can definitely do a meet and greet and attach a bag to that.
Come on.
All right, so that's what I'm talking about here on Black Culture Breakdown. So now, let's get into now the kick swivel.
Hey,
all right, talk to me about what made you decide to come up with that idea and
that idea. You know, a lot of my ideas just happen in the moment. Literally, back in June of 2019, the end of June 2019. I was in the house. We were about to go out of town for a family reunion. I was packed. My mom was in her room getting her stuff done, finalized all that. So I was sitting on the couch and literally I just started chanting, kick swivel, hey, kick swivel, hey. And I just kept saying it. So I was like, okay, if I keep saying it, I got to put it in a video, right? So I filmed it literally the day I posted it. It started taking off quicker than any video I've ever put out at that time. Mm. And I was like, dang, what's going on? Y'all really replicating this dance? And literally, it has went global. I mean, all the way in China, you know, and Australia. I mean, it's just, it took off unexpectedly.
Well, listen, that kick swivel, that definitely is a bop. And I was like, yo, Princeton's in the live.
Come on, Princeton, what's goody, my guy?
What's up, Princeton? But yeah, that kick swivel is definitely a straight bop. All right. Now talk to us about what you got going on next, man. What's the next vibe that you're about to throw at us?
Okay. So literally sometime this week, you know, I got merch on right now. And this merch actually dropped, you know, some months ago, but I have a new it's a lot of stuff that we're cooking up. I'm dropping more merch, different items, you know, that I've been seeing. Cause I like to analyze, you know, what, you know, everybody wants, you know, I be taking mental notes. So, I definitely took those into consideration. So I will be having more merch dropping real soon. Literally this week. So be tuned. Another thing, I'm dropping another song sometime soon. Okay. It's already in the works. It's already done. We just ready to get it. So that's coming. It's called It All Starts in the Back. I put the snippet out on TikTok, so it's a little preview out now, but the full song will be dropping. So it's a lot of good stuff that's, you know, cooking up. I'm excited.
Yo, you just said merch. You said a new song. You said more TikToks is coming. All right. You said God wasn't done blessing them yet, right? That's what
God showing up going out. Come on.
Listen, that quick civil on part two is definitely about to be on go, man. Listen, when you get off of here, we gonna definitely got a link up so we can do a dance and put this out.
We got to.
Man, I'm definitely something like that. And we gonna make sure that bop, all right?
I'm with it.
A few more questions, man, before I actually...
Okay, no problem.
There's some questions on the back end if you want to take some questions from the fans and from the people. Okay. So, culture nights. Yeah, by the way, y'all all culture nights. Yeah, how are you guys? It's saying... Boom. Where do you see yourself in the next 5 years?
In the next 5 years,
yeah.
I'll be done with college. I'm in my junior year right now, so I'll definitely be done with college. And definitely in the next 5 years, I'm progressively working towards being in films, on TV, sitcoms. That's definitely, you know, doing auditions. Yeah. I've been looking at Atlanta, so, you know, I definitely, once I get out of school, I'm definitely planning on networking and reaching out more than I have. Because, you know, school kind of got me kind of restricted, you know, because I got to put that first, you know, get that done, get that diploma, you feel me? So, definitely get that out the way. That's definitely the focus for sure. Branching out, connecting.
And that's definitely the focus. That's definitely so.
The focus.
Now, how old are you, bro?
I'm 20.
Yo, we got to clap it up for that, man. All right, 20-year-old, now you're really killing the game, all right? Some people's 40-year-old and still ain't doing it, all right?
Nope.
So, definitely killing the game out here, bro. You got to definitely appreciate it and definitely give props to yourself for that. Keep
Thank you so much.
We definitely want to see you win. Now, who are you looking up to? Who inspires you, man? Who do you watch?
Oh, who inspires me? I watch so many people. A lot of Instagram comedians like Zoe, Blame It On Quay, B. Simone, Pretty V, Haha Davis, Desi Banks, number one that I look up to that inspires, you know, that got me, you know, pushing into videos, Tyler Perry overall. That's one of my main inspirations. Just seeing how he takes comedy and has a message tied to it, that just speaks volumes. And I literally tap into that whenever I'm creating content, especially for YouTube, you know, when I do my series and stuff. So I definitely took that snippet and put it in my head, you know, there's a message that could be told. And if I can tell it, I will. But definitely, and you know, overall, besides everybody, God overall, he's the one, he's the main one that's fueling all of this. And, you know, I'm just fulfilling the mission and just doing what I know to do. And he's just making it all happen. You know, I can't complain.
Definitely making it all happen.
He's making it all happen, man.
Now talk to the people, talk to our people.
Yeah, okay.
Now, what would you tell somebody that want to be successful in this game, right? And they be like, yo, I'm starting from scratch and I don't know what to do and I'm trying to figure out how to get my content out. What would you tell these people?
Oh, yes, definitely. If you're trying to start anywhere, you got to have that mindset of winning. You got to already have that in your mind. And like I said, no matter how long it takes, no matter how long it takes you to get there, you got to have that mindset already that, okay, I'm going to do this and I'm going to work hard towards it. And I'm telling you, I came into the game by myself, you know, as long as you go forward, you'll start connecting with people. But coming in, I was by myself, just learning. But when you start to step back and really figure out what you love to do and start doing it wholeheartedly, not even caring about numbers, not even caring about who's watching, just doing you, I'm telling you, the rest will follow. And I mean, it just takes that hard work, that dedication, you know, because people think I grew 5 pounds. I went from 0 to 5 million in 5 years. So, you know, it just, it, your journey is different from everybody else. You got to stay true to your journey. And whatever that is for you, go chasing after it full throttle. Don't stop. Everybody's going to talk, but you got to figure out at the end of the day that you want it that bad and how hard you're going to eat to get this. So I'm telling you, keep going. Keep going.
Come on, yo. Yes. Come on. Talk to the people, yo. If he wasn't listening, then you need to really exit off the lot, all right?
Right, Mark.
Because he was really dropping straight facts and straight gems. All right, now we're about to have old boy Prince come on the live. And he's a guest boy that created the stanky leg, right?
My leg moves.
All right, so now you have the kick swivel. How dope would it be if y'all came together and make some kind of a dope smash, yo?
Oh, I'm here for that.
Let's connect that. Yo, I'm choreographing the video, and we about to collect this bag, all right?
Come on.
Let's do it. Yo, let's definitely do it. But, bro, you a super dope man. And let everybody know where they can find you, man.
Okay, real deal. All right, so if y'all ever want to find me on anything, TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, you can find me at Yes Ty G. Oh, I don't know if you peeked across the band right there. But Yes Ty G, you can find me just like right there. You know, just search me up and you'll find me. Any platform that you think I'm on, just type in Yeah, it's Ty G, and I might pop up most likely. Because I do everything. So, yeah, you keep up with me. That's what's up.
Yeah, man. Oh, boy, Prince, you in this live ready, man? We ready for you next. But, Ty, you cannot be a stranger on the show, man.
I would love to come back.
You got to definitely come back and up with us and just let us know what you're talking. All right?
Yes, sir.
Oh, boy, Prince said, let's make it happen, yo.
Come on. I'm with it.
We're going to definitely talk to you soon, Ty. Appreciate you and keep putting on for black men out here, man, that's getting original content and bringing it to the numbers that we really talking about, bro.
You already know I appreciate you. Thank you for the opportunity and the time. And this won't be the last time. We're going to rock it out again.
I appreciate you. All right, man. We're going to talk.
Yes, sir. All right. Peace out.
All right, child. So that was Old Boy Prince. No, that wasn't Old Boy Prince. That was Todd. Now we're about to have Old Boy Prince. My bad. Slip up. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Black Culture's Breakdown. I am your boy, Jersey. And we're about to have GS Boy on the live, Old Boy Prince. People calling on the live. Nah, it's not that type of live tonight. Can't call in. Not today. It's not that type of show.
No.
All right? That type of show is usually throughout the week. All right? You can call in when I'm on the live throughout the week. All right?
Yes.
Not on Sunday. Oh boy, Prince, you ready, my friend? Calling on the live so we can get this popping. How we feeling, though, everybody? Welcome to Black Culture The Breakdown. If you just now tuning in, that was Ty giving us all the gems. All right, come on. Talk about 5 million followers? Talk about 5 million followers? Yeah, that's not no joke. That ain't no joke. We clapping. Oh boy, Prince is about to be on the live, though. And we going to talk to him about everything GS. What up, bro?
What's poppin', family? What's going down?
Welcome to the show, man. Welcome to Black Culture The Breakdown, homie.
Man, I appreciate y'all getting me on here, man. It's all love.
Of course, man. Of course, man. I see you using the comments, man. That kick swivel. That it's Ty was talking about making that hit, man. And let's keep putting that dope song. Let's do this number one, bro.
Nah, we need to do that. It's always better when you link with people that's on the same journey you on. That means you're going to get there faster. You feel me? Especially if we on the same mind frame. We trying to get somewhere. We going to get there.
Definitely, man. We already talking. Man, we ain't getting story. We already talking business, but that's what I like to see, bro. But listen, let's get right back into it, man. How did you actually get into music, bro? Like, we playing that box stinky leg we came into, but before we did.
Oh, man, I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. It's just, I always had a thing for music. I was born in Brooklyn, New York. My family, they from the Caribbean. So, you know, I was always mixed up with all that going on. Then we moved down to Texas, and then I got introduced to the Southern flow, and then here I am, man. You know, I just always had a love for music. Family always played music. Family was always a part of music, so you know, you make it do what it do.
Okay. So you from Brooklyn. That's where I'm at right now, in Brooklyn, bro.
Yeah, that's
where I'm at. Right. So we definitely understand the hustle. So you know you put GS Boys together.
Yes, sir.
So talk about that process. How'd you actually put that together?
Well, I grew up on 50 Cent, man. The whole 50 and G Unit, Diddy and Bad Boy, Ja Rule, Murder Inc., and Irv Gotti. Like I used to always want to be a part of, you know, something big like that. So I said, you know, one day I'm gonna be able to form my own, and that's what I did with the GS Boys. You know, I met with everybody, put everybody together, and then, you know, we became a group.
Okay, that's straight, yo. Then that's sense, bro. So now y'all hit Billboard Top 50 with Stinky Leg.
Yeah.
Now walk us through that process of putting the group together, and now y'all actually put the work in. How long was that journey before y'all actually hit that big record?
You want to know the truth? Like, we played around with music, but when we made Stanky Leg, we passed up everything. Like, Stanky Leg took us straight to the top immediately. You know what I'm saying? The group got together. We probably made 2-3 slow songs. Twisted, another one. Stanky Leg was the next one, and Stanky Leg blew up. You know what I'm saying? It took us straight to the top immediately, like overnight. Overnight. You feel me? Yeah. Straight radio play. Straight. It was on demand.
Yo. Stanky Leg is a bop. I still don't go to a party that we still don't play Stanky Leg. It's a section that, you know, Stanky Leg just always gotta come up, because that's a straight bop. And as a dancer, yeah, I know what it takes to really get one of those. You understand? So we gotta clap it up for that. All right? You understand? So now,
yes, sir.
So now when that took off, like the song went gold, right?
Yes, sir.
Song went
if gold. I was at the crib, I would have showed you the plaque. I you know, it's crazy. I got the plaque right there in the part of the house on the wall. So when you walk in, you see it. When you leave, you see it. When you come down the stairs, you see it. I got it there because, you know, I got to match that. Yeah. I got to get better.
Yeah,
you
know what I'm saying?
The next one I drop, it got to be better and bigger. It got to be platinum or diamond. We ain't going for gold again. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, dang, that's straight facts.
Yeah.
That's straight facts, bro. So now, how did you? Was the experience with the success? Because now you had Stanky Leg. Yeah, right. I dropped Booty Doo right after, right?
Right, correct.
Now, how did you feel like living up to that success? Like, all right, so now y'all had a big hit with that, and now you had to try to follow up. How was that pressure like?
I wouldn't even say it was too bad, man. It was really live. Like, the whole thing was live, you know, getting to go through the experience, learning more about the game. So after Stanky Leg, we was newbies. And then when we went in for the second one, now we damn near pretty much sophomores. So as us being sophomores, we learn more. It's our second year out. We rocking with more records. So it's a good feeling, man. You know, you on the road. You watching people saying, you know, we love Stanky Leg. We love Booty Doo.
Yeah.
And then we putting out other records. I had other records out called Can I Show You Love with 4-Way. Different other records that was booming. So, you know, we was out here doing things. You end up having loyal fans that's in love with you. I got fans that still rock with me to this day just off of that.
Yeah, and that's definitely what it's about when you actually put the love into it. Now, let's talk about that, the love for music, because you've been in the game for a minute now.
And you
still doing. I know you got this bop called Raw Rock.
Yeah.
Talk about that in a second, though.
Yeah.
But. What made you be like, yo, I actually love the game so much, and I'm actually just keep doing this joint? It's been like over 10 years now, right?
Pretty much, you know, what keeps me going. That's what you asking? Like, pretty much what keeps me going?
Yeah.
What keeps me going is just knowing that my family came from South America, you know, and they went to New York, and we moved to Texas, and just being able to see my family do what they did, I want to make sure that I leave a big legacy behind, you feel me? We was able to go to Africa and see pretty much a whole stadium go bananas off of just Stanky Leg alone, just that one song. We ran that song back like 15 times, and they went crazy all 15 times, you feel me?
Yeah.
We went over to Germany, and we rocked out in Germany, and they fell in love with us. But Africa was probably one of my most favorite, because it reminded me of Belly in some sort. Like, when we landed, was kids knocking on the window when, you know what I'm saying, when we got off the plane and jumped in the vehicle, they was chasing us down the road, in the vehicle. It was crazy, fam. So, you know, I want to get back to that. I am going to get back to that. You feel me? Awesome. Right now, look, I pulled over on the side of the road right now just to do this interview. I'm on the road right now. From Atlanta going back to Texas. You feel me? So, I'm really dreaming this. I'm really living this. I'm putting it in the air right now.
You're putting the work, bro. We appreciate you even being on the show right now, man. Like, you in the building just talking about your gold record, man, and the hustle don't even stop because now you in transition right now. Real right now. So now, let's actually talk about who Old Boy Prince actually listened to. Who's your inspiration? Like, who you actually vibe out to?
Right now, I'm listening to a lot of Rod Wave right now. I still listen to Drake. I listen to Rod Wave, Drake. Mm-hmm. A lot of my music, my artist music, but I'm really fucking with Rod Wave heavy right now. I like Rod Wave, man. He be talking some shit. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? I've been listening a little bit more Polo G, just certain few other artists, man. But I really say, you know, my camp. I'm trying to get my camp right. I'm trying to have my camp right where they need to be, you know, because like I said, I grew up on 50 and all of them. So it won't be right to have a whole bunch of niggas around me and I don't put them on. You know what I'm saying? They got to get put on. I'm going to get through the door and I'm going to push it through that everybody get in. So, you know what time it is.
All right, bro. That's straight facts, man. That's straight facts. You got to put the family on, man. So now, what advice would you want to give to people that actually want to get into the game? All right? So there's some people, I know right now there's some people on this live that definitely do music and that want to get into it. You've been in it for a while. What advice would you give?
The advice for the people that want to get into it, man, I'll tell you this, don't give up. I don't care if it's mama, daddy, cousin, uncle, auntie, sister, best friend, girlfriend, wife, whoever. If this is what you love, this is what you need to do. You don't never need to let off the gas of this, you feel me? If you met me this way, don't try to change me. Because this is what been helping me get money. This is what's been going to change my life, you feel me? This is my dream. I wouldn't kill your dream. If you was an artist, you like to draw pictures and stuff, I want to support you. You need me to go help you get some brushes? You need me to go help you get some more paint? Just be by my side. That's all I ask. You feel me? So a lot of people don't be understanding that. So that's all I'm going to tell you. Just be around more people that dream like you do. Be around more people that love the stuff that you do. You feel me? So when you get where you trying to go, that's all the people you need to have around is the people that's on your type of timing. You feel me?
Of course, man. And that energy is definitely transferable. So when you're around people that's toxic and just give you that negative energy, it's going to make you feel like you're toxic and got that negative energy. You understand?
Facts. Hey, what's crazy is I got my younger with me, right? And we've been on the road this whole time. And I was telling him, he was talking about certain things, like how I keep going. And I told him, I said, bro, if you surround yourself around a whole lot of broke people, you broke. You surround yourself a whole lot of lazy couch niggas, you a couch nigga. He was like, why you say that? I said, if you on the couch with him, that means that's how you know he a couch nigga, because you there with him.
Absolutely.
If you surround yourself around a whole lot of bosses, you a boss.
Absolutely.
You feel me? And this whole weekend in Atlanta, that's all we been around was a whole lot of bosses. Every conversation we got through with a whole bunch of people was a whole lot of boss conversations. You feel me? They had to take no money, no features, no money, no features, no nothing, just gems. We just can't get in a whole lot of vibes with a whole lot of people having a lot of boss conversations, talking about how we gonna get rich. We ain't talking about 2K. We trying to own 2K. We don't got time for games. You feel me? Right now, we trying to get paid. We trying to change. We trying to change lives. I'm trying to put a bow on top of the car for the moms. You feel me?
Of course.
Trying to have mama have a new house. You know what time it is, man.
Cool, man, of course, man. And it's just putting on. You know, you got a youngin', so you definitely got to put on for your family. So now, let's talk about the hit that you got right now with Round Rock, bro.
Yeah.
That is taking off, man. I got a school out here in New York, and my students, I played a song for them, and they fell in love with it. They already got a song, and they was like, yo, when you get on the live with him, you're going to tell him that we're going to release our video about a few days later, and he got to post it. I said, I'm going to talk to him. All right.
It's love. I do that for sure.
But talk to us about that, Matt, that hit that you got right now, bro.
Round Rock, man, I feel like it was pressure on me, but I loved it, man. I love music. So when my partner Fat Al passed away, I had a song called Teach Me How You Eat. That's when everybody was doing that yeet dance, you know
what I'm
saying? So we did something that was real big, and I probably dropped two songs after that. It was Bring It Down, Pick It Up, Astronaut, and then I took a break after he passed away. So when TikTok came out, I was like, man, fans been asking me what's next, so let me throw something out there. So I threw out one record called Wild Out, and Wild Out was doing good, but I was like, man, I normally give people a record one month and then wait 9 months before I drop another one. So I was like, you know what, let me drop another one right now. Let me put the pressure on them and see if they're going to fall in love with it. I dropped Round Rock, and then Round Rock went crazy. So it's head now. I got everybody out here talking about one leg in, one leg out. Other leg in, other leg out. And we gon' rock. Y'all got me lining up right now, man. So it's nothing but love, man. It's a blessing.
Definitely. Yeah, let's jam out to that real quick. We actually play that real quick?
Go ahead.
Can we play that?
Go ahead. If you got it, play. If you don't got it, we get it to you. Performed that the other day. I mean, this weekend it had man, we was at a mansion party. I was with Jeezy Chefs in Atlanta, and we had the whole crib rocking. The whole crib was rocking.
Definitely, man. You in the money. You in the money with this one, man. That's a
bop, bro. Appreciate it, man.
Should we keep ringing that up? We got to ring that up, man.
Appreciate it, for real.
Yo. So now, what's next for old boy Prince, man? What's next?
Man, what's next is just to keep going up, man. We ain't looking down no more. We ain't worried about nothing else. We gonna just keep going up. What's next is I got some more records on the way. You about to hear some a lot more of my artists. And I'm about to just start making more major moves, man. Keep manifesting, you feel me? Keep staying on this road. Following my dream and my journey, man. And keep more people around me that's like that.
Yeah. Well, the comments is going crazy, man. Everybody, Kai is still on here, and he's saying the song is fire. Come on, he's saying, hey. He's saying, let's rock, fire. Fire, man. So the song is definitely a bop, bro. You definitely got to keep going. And, you know, I'm a dancer, so, you know, we definitely got to appreciate dancers. Now, how much did you actually dance? You got training, or you just see people and just kind of be jigging? How you actually did it?
Man, well, you know, since my people from the Caribbean, you already know we was part of, you know, the carnivals and all that. So they always been part of the, you know. So with that being said, coming down to Texas, they into the boogie real heavy, so I seen that lane is wide open. Everybody talking about killing one another. I ain't trying to kill. I'm trying to turn up and see some. So I'm going to make some turn up and see some music. You feel me?
I ain't trying
to kill nobody and go to jail. Man. I'm trying to have a good time. Like,
no. Yo, so then you actually just figured out how to dance on your own then, man. So you just kind of...
Yeah, just being around, you know, just being a part of the Dallas Boogie and, you know, the movement that's going on in Texas. Like, you know, I just jumped into the groove of it.
Got you.
I seen that the lane is open, so, you know, I want to conquer that lane.
Got you. All right.
That's what I'm going to do.
And what part of the Caribbean you from?
Guyana.
I got you. All right, so Guyana moved to Texas. Brooklyn, then Texas. All right. So now, man, I know you're already on the road and you're heading out to you said now back to Atlanta, right?
Nah, I just left Atlanta. I'm heading back to Texas right now.
Heading back to Texas. So now, when can we expect the project, bro?
Man, I'm gonna keep blasting these singles right now, man. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm gonna keep doing. And all you artists right now, man, it's easy to get on your DistroKid and your CD Baby or TuneCore and put out some music. That's all you gotta do is put out music. You don't know what's gonna blow, so that's what I'm doing. I'm gonna keep putting out some music until something blow. Gotcha. Something blow, that's when the album gonna come.
Definitely, definitely.
I'm not gonna waste my time putting 30 tracks on an album that they might not listen to. I'm gonna make sure, I know you're gonna listen to these singles I dropped though, you feel me? So that's what I'm gonna keep blessing them with.
Gotcha. So there's a strategy behind how you doing.
Facts.
Now, do you still keep in contact with the fellow GS boys?
Yeah. I just hollered at me and Sliz talked the other day. That's the last part of Stanky Lad that had the whoop-dee-doo part. We're supposed to be linking up this week. Go ahead and knock out some more music. I just did another record maybe 2 weeks ago with Southside. Everybody cool, man. Ain't no beef. It's all love.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? Well, bro, I got to, you know, before I let you go, I want to do a class, man. I'm a choreographer. I want to do a class. I want to bring back Stanky Leg, man. And you got to call in on FaceTime and just see everybody with that energy. How would you feel about doing a collaboration like that, bro?
Let's do it. It's all love, man. You know, just connect with me. Let's do it, man.
Let's definitely connect and let's make that happen. I think bring that back and get that moving on TikTok again. You know what I'm saying? These songs rolling back. I was live yesterday with Lili from SWV.
Yeah.
Week is hitting numbers, 37 million on TikTok. You know what I'm saying? And she said she just, you know what I'm saying, that song is taking off, so any song can come back. So let's figure out how to get that going, bro.
I like you. You're smart.
Come on.
We for sure gonna land.
We talk about the money on here. Y'all about
let's do it. You already manifesting a lot of stuff right now, especially with old dude you just hollered at. So we got a lot of work to do, but as long as we get it done, we gonna hit it.
And that's what it's about, bro. It's just networking across and definitely staying connected. Ty, we definitely gonna link you and we gonna make all this happen, bro. Coming on the show, man. Let everybody know where they can find you.
Hey, y'all can find me right here on Instagram. Y'all can find me anywhere. Everything is Old Boy Prince, OHBOYPRINCE. You see it. Make sure y'all go download Round Rock featuring Unique Music. Look out for our new single coming soon called She Got That Wobble. Man, look, man, y'all know what time it is, man. Keep dreaming and it's going to come true. Keep working hard and it's going to happen. Don't let nobody stop you from doing what you're trying to do because you're going to get it done if you keep staying on that path. Y'all see I'm on the road, so just get on the road and keep going. You're going to get to where you're going. If you ain't on the road, that means you ain't moving. You better start moving.
Absolutely. That's straight facts.
Yes.
All right. Bro, you were definitely in the money today, bro. Thank you for coming on and just and blessing us with your story, man. A gold record with Stanky Lag, and we gonna about to push for another gold record with Round Rock. All right, we're gonna speak into existence.
For real,
we're
gonna go platinum with Round Rock.
Hey, there we go. We're gonna platinum, bro. That's what you talk about. But man, appreciate you, man. We're gonna definitely don't be a stranger, man. Whenever you're putting out singles, pull up on the show and promote your singles, man. We family on here, bro.
It's love, man. God bless.
All love, man. All right, man. Appreciate it.
For sure.
All right, y'all. So that was Old Boy Prince. Come on, yo. Talk about Stanky Leg. Who has not watched Stanky Leg? Watch Stanky Leg. Dance Stanky Leg. Come on. Everybody been in a party. You know, everybody, it's the same set. It go walk it out, and then Stanky Leg. Hey, they hit the boot. It's the same set. Everybody know that. You know what I'm saying? But, yo, we had a super dope show today. Ty, appreciate you coming on, man. I see you still in the comments. You were dope. XAB Music. Oh, that's not his name no more. It's Creator X now. But XAB, Creator X, appreciate you coming on, giving us the culture news. The Vintage Apparel, appreciate you coming on and talking about the dope line. Make sure y'all go cop that, the Vintage Apparel. Old Boy Prince, come on. We about to get into this money bag, all right? All of us. All right, so make sure y'all tune in. Follow me right here at The Only Jersey. You know Black Culture, The Breakdown is every Sunday, 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on my IG Live. All right? I'm out here, but I'm really out here. I'm tired. All right, so I'm going to see y'all later. Peace.